From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. At this hour, U.S. President Donald Trump is attending the swearing-in of Defense Secretary James Mattis. Mr. Trump arrived at the Pentagon following a joint news conference with British Prime Minister Theresa May.
Madam Prime Minister, we look forward to working closely with you as we strengthen our mutual ties in commerce, business, and foreign affairs.
May hinted the special relationship with the U.S. does not mean it will not require work.
There will be times when we disagree and issues on which we disagree. The point of the special relationship is that we are able to have that open and frank discussion so that we are able to make that clear when it happens. But I'm clear also that there are many issues on which the United Kingdom and the United States stand alongside one another, many issues on which we agree. And I think, as I said yesterday in my speech, that we are at a moment now when we can build an even stronger special relationship, which will be in the interests not just of the UK and the United States, but actually in the interests of the wider world as well.
The British leader also said Mr. Trump had pledged his 100% support behind NATO. Trump raised concerns in European capitals with statements that he has made saying NATO is obsolete and that other members need to start paying their share for their own defense. On Trump's stance on Russia, he said it is very early to be talking about sanctions when asked whether he would lift sanctions after a planned phone call Saturday with Russian President Vladimir Putin. In other news, the United Nations said Friday there was no confirmation of a postponement of the Syria talks scheduled for February. The UN statement came after Russia's foreign minister told rebels early in the day the UN-hosted peace talks would be postponed. This is VOA News. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley arrived at the United Nations Friday for her first day of work as the new U.S. envoy, declaring it would not be business as usual.
You are going to see a change in the way we do business. It's no longer about working harder. It's about working smarter. And we have a fantastic team at the USUN that's ready to prove that. Our goal with the administration is to show value at the UN. And the way that we'll show value is to show our strength, show our voice, have the backs of our allies, and make sure that our allies have our back as well. For those that don't have our back, we're taking names.
But VOA UN correspondent Margaret Bashir reports that the ambassador could face obstacles to her success if President Trump signs an executive order authorizing significant cuts to U.S. funding of the international organization. Thousands of anti-abortion activists held their March for Life in Washington Friday. The annual gathering is energized this year by the changes expected under the administration of Donald Trump and the Republican-led Congress. Vice President Mike Pence, a longtime abortion opponent, spoke at the rally near the U.S. Capitol.
I believe we will continue to win the hearts and minds of the rising generation if our hearts first break for young mothers and their unborn children. And if we, each of us, do all we can to meet them where they are with generosity, not judgment.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence. A U.S. group that monitors North Korean weapons development says the communist country has likely resumed operations at a plutonium reactor near nuclear facility. The 38 North Friday posted commercial satellite images that it said indicated Pyongyang is preparing to restart the reactor after previously unloading spent fuel rods. North Korea is believed to be able to reprocess plutonium used in its nuclear warheads. And police chiefs across the United States are voicing their concerns about President Trump's executive order to strip federal grant money from sanctuary states and cities that harbor undocumented immigrants. Law enforcement authorities said cutting funding to force local police policies to change is troubling. And the new U.N. envoy to Somalia is warning against corruption as the country's electoral body begins to register candidates for the February 8th presidential election. Speaking exclusively to VOA, Ambassador Michael Keating said it's very important to have a free and fair election. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.